On today's show, which car brand has the best depreciation? You might be surprised. Daimler ramps up its R&D spending, and Formula One drivers say phooey to that safety halo. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Which cars retain their value the best? That's something that a UK company called CarSpring set out to uncover. It compared cars with an average of 34,700 miles on the odometer versus the cost of that same model the year it was first out in the market. And it found that Fords hold their value better than any brand, followed closely by Toyota. They lost about 42% of their value, while at the other end of the spectrum, Audis and Chevrolets lost 55% to 56%. Here's something you don't hear very often from automakers. Daimler warned investors that its profit is not going to go up much in the next couple of years because it's going to spend more heavily on research and development. It'll spend $8.8 billion on R&D this year and next. That's about 22% more than it was spending. Daimler says it wants to be a leader in mobility services, electric cars, and autonomy, and that's going to cost money. By the way, that spending is the equivalent of about 5.5% of sales, putting Daimler right near the top of automakers who spend the most on research and development. Speaking of Daimler, its alliance with Nissan is running into roadblocks. The automakers were sharing development of a front-wheel drive compact luxury car to be built at a giant new assembly plant in Mexico, but it looks like the Mercedes-Benz platform is just a little too expensive for Infiniti. Plus, now you got President Trump saying he's going to slap big tariffs on any cars imported from Mexico. The first Infiniti was supposed to come off the line this year, but now those plans are up in the air. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Yan Feng, experience in motion.
For the last several years, Formula One has considered adopting a device to protect the driver's head from flying debris in an accident called the Halo. It was supposed to be used this season, but then it got delayed. And now a survey of F1 drivers shows it could get delayed further. The FIA, which oversees the series, contacted 22 drivers about the Halo, and it got back 16 responses. 7 voted against it, 5 were in favor, and the other 4 remained neutral. What do you think? Do you agree with the drivers, or do you believe this safety device is necessary? Last week, we gave you the latest sales numbers for the American market. Today, let's dig a little deeper to uncover what's really going on. And the absolutely worst part of the market to be in right now is with large cars, like the Dodge Charger. It's a puny segment and shrinking fast, down 24% last month. But the midsize car segment, like with the Toyota Camry, is almost just as bad. Sales of luxury sedans also fell, which shows that the move away from passenger cars is something that's happening from the top to the bottom of the market. And vans, both minivans and commercial vans, which were so hot for most of last year, have cooled off considerably. Surprisingly, sales of small cars like the Honda Civic fell the least of all passenger cars, down just about 3%. You'd think that with cheap gasoline prices, that buyers wouldn't be as interested in small cars. But small cars are cheaper to buy, and that still counts for something. And so we come to the only segments that are growing right now, SUVs, CUVs, and pickup trucks. If you're in product planning, that's all you need to know right now. Man, do today's cars generate a lot of data. Back in 2015, Chevy started offering 4G LTE Wi-Fi across its entire lineup. Last year, owners in the United States consumed 4,220 terabytes of data. That's a 200% increase from the year before. And it's the equivalent of streaming 3 million hours of video. But now what we want to know is, what's Chevy doing with that data? Because there is a fortune to be made in monetizing it. Coming up next, When it came to styling the new Lincoln Continental, engineers played an important role in getting the look the designers wanted.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Design is one of the last bastions where automakers can really differentiate their cars from others. But regulations and manufacturing limitations can prevent you from getting the look you want. On Autoline After Hours, Mike Celentino, the chief engineer of the Lincoln Continental, explained how the engineering team played a role in getting the styling right.
What we've done engineering-wise to create the ability for our studio to have an elegant design is we wanted to carry a full-length line on the car, right? And we came up with some innovations, particularly around the door handles. We call them one-touch entry, where we move the door handle up into the belt. And that's a clever engineering design with a microprocessor handle as opposed to the mechanical linkages. And that's exciting in itself because you can, with one touch, get in and out of the car, changing that experience. But the other really cool part is it gave us that freedom of that styling line. And it moved it out of the way. So aesthetically, it's pleasing. And then it's functionally better. So as an engineer, I love it because it's form and it's function. And it's innovative,
right?
And it gave the studio folks who we, you know, it's so important that people like the car they're looking at. We gave them that freedom to design something.
Mike shares a whole lot more about developing that Lincoln Continental, and you can watch that entire show right now on Autoline.tv or look for it on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. We'll see you right back here again tomorrow.